Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And day two of working with apples is my apple slow roasted pork shoulder taco. This is a fun recipe. And what I love so much about this recipe is you can make this and you can have it pretty much all week. And it's good, you know, for up to 5 days after you cook it. You just have to reheat it. And what's fun about reheating pork is it's not going to be tough. Like if we were reheating chicken or steak, it's very, very easy to reheat and it never loses its real texture. Let's get started. The very first thing that we're going to need is 1 pound of pork shoulder, 1 bottle of apple cider, 1 bottle of red wine, 1 onion that we're going to split completely in half, 3 apples that we're going to core and we're going to slice, 1 cup of beef stock. We're going to set our oven to 300 degrees for 6 hours. This is going to cook. If you want to make the recipe speed up, you could cut the pork completely in half so you have, you know, 8 ounces and 8 ounces. And you should be able to reduce the time by about 3 hours because now it's not cooking completely all the way internally into 1 pound of meat. Rather, it's cooking into a smaller piece of meat, so it makes it easier for us. Now, you're going to do it for that amount of time, and it's going to be fully submerged in the liquid. It has to be fully submerged, otherwise it's not going to work. And I promise you, I've tried this 1,000 times, maybe 1,001, and it doesn't work if it's not fully submerged in the liquid. The next thing we're going to do here is we're going to make our tortilla. You know it, the Untamed Chef does not buy already made stuff, and neither do you. This is a very easy recipe. 1 cup of flour, 1 pinch of salt, 2 tablespoons of shortening, and we're going to do our water to taste. And the reason why I say water to taste is everybody has a different way of measuring out 1 cup and 1 cup and 1 cup. So what we're going to do is we're going to get our 2 tablespoons of shortening, and we're just going to rip them off piece by piece, little tiny pieces, and throw them into our flour mixture, throw them into our flour mixture, throw them into our flour mixture. Once we have that where we want it, which it pretty much takes about a good minute just to get all of that shortening fully incorporated, we're going to just get our hands, bare hand, run right through that flour mixture, and we're going to go ahead and grind that all the way up until our flour resembles that of beach sand. Then with our water, I always like to start off with 2 tablespoons, and then we work 2 tablespoons at a time just until that starts to come together. Once the mix starts to come together, put it in the fridge, let it sit, and then you roll it out, put it on a hot skillet, and it's done in 10 seconds. For this and many more of my Untamed recipes, follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.